And finally this morning, a day after approving the creation of human-animal hybrid embryos, the British Parliament has voted against lowering the limit for obtaining an abortion in the country. Charles Collins reports.
The ayes to the right were 190, the noes to the left 332, so the noes have it, the noes have it. On law.
The British House of Commons on Tuesday voted against an effort to lower the legal limit for abortion in the UK from its current 24 weeks. Britain has some of the most liberal abortion laws on the continent. Most countries in Europe have a legal limit around 12 weeks.
Actually, in modern Britain, the most dangerous place to be is in your mother's womb, which should be a place of sanctity.
Edward Lay was one of the many members of Parliament who fought to change the law.
It is what a somewhat bleak picture for our own country, isn't it, that we have one of the highest abortion rates in Europe, 200,000 a year.
Lawmaker and former nurse Nadine Dorries argued for a 20-week limit, noting that modern medical technology means that more babies are viable at earlier stages of development.
I cannot accept that we keep the limits where it stands when there is a possibility of life, viable life, being taken. I cannot accept that. I think the vast majority of people in this country are deeply uncomfortable with that prospect.
The abortion vote was the final one in an overhaul of fertility and embryology laws dating from 1990 being debated in Parliament. The government, which opposed the lowering of the abortion limit, has won all the key votes. Earlier, lawmakers voted to remove the need for an involved father, as well as a mother, when women seek fertility treatment. On Monday, Parliament approved a bill to allow human-animal embryo research and to permit parents of children with genetic conditions to use in vitro fertilization to select so-called savior siblings who can act as donors to save their sick brothers and sisters. The Catholic Bishops' Conference of England and Wales opposed the government's recommendations, and the Archbishop of Westminster, Cardinal Cormac Murphy O'Connor, said that not nearly enough time has been given to discussing these issues. I'm Charles Collins.